is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
it
will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We are coming to you live this Saturday morning, October 10th, 2015. But hey, if you're listening any other time, stay tuned, because we do replay these broadcasts throughout the day and throughout the week. And so we do welcome you here. And we say good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And good morning, John.
Good morning.
John, we thought we'd go to you. How are things going with you down in Colorado today?
Too early to tell.
Yeah, same here.
Anticipate that it's going to be another wonderful day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, John, you want to open us up in prayer, and then we'll open the phone lines and kind of go from there.
Sure. Heavenly Father, we do come before you humbly but boldly. The promises that you've given us as the sons of God. Lord, we thank you for this time that you set aside for us to come together and to encourage one another to love and to good deeds, not forsaking the assembly as is the habit of most in this world these days, Lord. We do ask for your Holy Spirit to be present. Your word is clear that two or more gathered in your name, then you're there also. And we say, come, Lord Jesus, and be our guest this morning. And bring your myriads of angels, Lord, and let this talk be pleasing to you. We ask that you would guide and direct us, give us wisdom and understanding and a special anointing, Lord, that you would put it upon your people's hearts, the things that you would have us to talk about. Lord, bless this time of fellowship. Just draw us closer together as one body, Lord, the body of Jesus Christ, that we would multiply the power that you've given us through these tools that have been revealed to us, Lord, these weapons and our prayers. against the enemy that comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. Lord, I pray for all of your people out there that they would be called, Lord, those that can repent would come to complete repentance, that they would die to their old lives. They'd be born again of the water and the Spirit. And in doing so, Lord, they would be transferred out of the kingdom of this world into your kingdom, washed in the blood. Lord, remove the scales from their eyes and unstop their ears before it's too late. We can see, as we read Revelation, the progression of John warning the seven churches, and how he says, I'm coming, and then I am coming quickly, and I am standing at the door. Well, Lord, we know you're standing at that door, and that door to salvation is slowly closing. 2 Thessalonians says, the one that will restrain until he's taken out of the way. And it used to be the morality of the people and the morality of the churches that kept evil in check. And as people seek more evil, we can see that you're pulling your Holy Spirit back. But Lord, we ask for grace and mercy for your people, and that you'd find us worthy to escape the things that are coming. Give us more Holy Spirit, Lord. Give us strength and energy and vigor and vitality to continue to fight the good fight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And again, folks, this is Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers, and we're coming to you live this Saturday morning. Jason, anything catching your attention in the news this week that you want to bring up to the people?
Yeah, I read tonight there's going to be a... interview with Steve Croft and Barack Hussein Obama, and read part of the transcript to that, and it was just, I mean, it's just kind of hilarious, and wanted to read a little bit of it, just in light of what's going on with Russia, Syria, and the United States. I think it's kind of telling. It says, President Vladimir Putin's military mission in Syria is a sign of Russia's weakness, not a show of its leadership, says President Obama. Russia has been forced to prop up a teetering Assad regime. He maintains Russia's only ally in the regime. Mr. Obama speaks at length to Croft about the situation in Syria and about domestic politics, including his opinions on Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server, whether his Vice President Joe Biden will run for president, and his take on Republican President candidate Donald Trump. The interview will be broadcast on 60 Minutes, I guess it's Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. An excerpt from the 60-minute interview was broadcast on CBS this morning. The transcript that excerpt is below. Steve Croft, a year ago when we did this interview, there was some saber-rattling between the United States and Russia on the Ukraine border. Now it's also going on in Syria. You said a year ago that the United States, America, leads, was an indispensable nation. Mr. Putin seems to be challenging that leadership. President Barack Obama says, why? In what way? Let's think about this. Steve Croft says, let's. Well, he's moved troops into Syria, for one. He's gotten on the ground, two. The Russians are conducting military operations in the Middle East for the first time since World War II. And you go on and on and on. And it's really telling, because it's an interesting situation, you know, especially when you look at, Bible prophecy tied in with Russia, China, and the United States. And I think that, you know, first of all, that's what we need to be looking at. Second of all is, you know, it wasn't too long ago when Putin wouldn't even shake Barack Obama's hand when they met. I can't remember what summit meeting that was, if that was an Earth Summit meeting or which one it was. It was 6 months ago when, he walked up to him and wouldn't even shake his hand, didn't want to have anything to do with them. You know, Barack Obama wants to make it out like they're buddies, they're pals, and they're friends, and they're not. And, you know, and this Barack Hussein Obama, our president, he cannot even recognize that there's a problem when we're supporting a country and they're attacking that country, and he's trying to say that, oh, there's no problem between the two of us. You know, there's an old saying that goes, you know, a friend of my friend is my friend. And it also goes, you know, enemy of my friend is my enemy. And, you know, I guess they just ain't got that figured out yet.
Yeah, it sure is interesting. And I read yesterday just a blurb somewhere that China is starting to ally with Russia on bringing in ground troops in Syria. But it looks, you know, everything, they changed everything 180 degrees from what it is. So it appears to me, I don't know if you guys see the same thing, but basically it looks like Putin's had enough of ISIS, and he's wiping out ISIS, which our government has done nothing against.
Except for promote them and help them.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they took out, who was it in Lebanon, Gaddafi or...
Yeah, I believe that's exactly what's taking place. I think that that's what they're doing. You know, they recognize that it's a problem, and they're going to deal with them, you know. But on the other hand is, you know, I believe that we are supporting them a lot more than anybody has any idea.
You know, just ISIS, you mean?
That's come out with them. Oh, they have these U.S.-made M16s. They have this USA-made, all these rifles, all this ammunition, all these vehicles. Where are they coming from? How are they getting it? Sure, an awful lot of it's U.S.-made. And, you know, you look at the number of Muslims that we're bringing in this country every year, and those are the ones that we know about. And, we know that this president, we got the Muslims. You know, what do you expect? Muslims help Muslims. He's on the other side.
Yeah, and they admit, too, that the CIA, I mean, I've heard it more than once, that the CIA has armed these rebels who are supposedly... against ISIS, but in reality is all they're trying to do is take down the leadership there and give the Muslim Brotherhood a stronghold just like they did in Egypt.
Yep. Yep.
Well,
yeah,
our God's
exactly.
not
That's
mocked.
That's what I see it, yeah, as plain as day. You know, once you start connecting the dots, it's a big deal.
It is. Bible prophecy.
Yeah, but it's something, I don't know, you know, I think it is Bible prophecy and something to keep praying about. I mean, it is a serious issue. Some people keep blowing it off, saying, you know, well, ISIS isn't our enemy, and, you know, these aren't our enemies. They're drastically growing fast, this Muslim problem. You look at, you know, we're having killings in the United States on a regular basis now of Muslims killing Christians, whether people realize it or not. And, you know, how bad a problem does it have to get before people realize that it's a problem?
Time to sell your robe and buy a sword.
Well, hopefully
absolutely
everybody else out there already does.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sure our people have a sword.
Yeah,
today's equivalent of a sword.
Yep. Yeah, our people, we quickly forget the Muslim that beheaded the Christian woman in Oklahoma just, what, early last year. And many times, you know, there are killings that go on, there are rapes that the media just doesn't report. They just don't. You might catch it on an alternative media, you know, site or a local site, you'll see. And that's one of the reasons we encourage you, Remnant, to, when you have local news, send it in to us. Email it to us, and we'll do our best to get it up on the SFAW Newswire. Because many things will happen locally, and if the Associated Press doesn't pick it up and run it on ABC or Fox News or whatever, then, you know, the people are unaware that it's happened. But there are beatings, there are killings that, as you said, Jason, are going on by Muslims, directed at Christians, and that is happening all over the country. But it's just reported as, you know, someone is, they don't come out and report it that way and say two Muslims attacked a white Christian man and killed him yesterday. It's not reported that way. But we see it happening all over the country. It's war.
Look at the shooting in Oregon, you know, because it's not, doesn't fit their narrative. You don't hear much about it. You really don't. And then that shooting in Virginia,
was a homosexual black man that shoots two former work colleagues that are white on live TV.
Yeah, on TV, yeah.
Yeah, and that's not, it's not a hate crime. It's not anything because it's black on white crime. And you're right, it is dropped like a hot potato, and it's not promoted. And in Oregon as well, you know, the shooter was a mixed race man with a white father and a black mother and emotionally unstable. And
he, Antichrist.
And I think, claiming, you know, what was one of the quotes he had, that Satan was going to welcome him with open arms after he did this.
He got that right.
You're not hearing much about the mind-altering drugs that he was on, but he had been to therapy before, and normally about 10 times out of 10, when you go to therapy for that kind of stuff as a young man, they put you on drugs. But you don't hear anything about that common denominator. Got a caller. Caller, we'll get right to you. One quote here, you know, Obama, in light of this, is never wants to miss a crisis, and promoting more gun legislation, more gun regulation, and he was out visiting this, I guess, Roseburg, Oregon, where this took place.
That was funny.
One of the quotes was from a pastor out there at Garden Valley Church, and he said, "The fact that the college didn't permit guards to carry guns, there was no one there to stop this man." And, you know, the place out there is a big gun culture place. And so there again, it's just like you guys mentioned about Obama not being absolutely clueless about what's going on with Putin and over in Syria and with ISIS. You know, here he is coming down to Roseburg, Oregon, to try to tell them we need to have more gun control. And the people down there, they were protesting his visit. And when you have even the AP, the Associated Press, is reporting where a pastor at a church is saying, hey, you know, if we had less gun control, if you'd have had more guns on campus, then this might have been prevented. It just shows you the president is completely out of touch with reality. Just absolutely out of touch.
Well, not really. He's doing his agenda.
Well, it's his
father, the devil.
Right. He's trying to push his agenda, but the reality of it, the people. And caller, hold on, we'll be right there. You know, the the FBI's National Instant Background Check System, where if you want to buy a firearm, it has to run through the system. They set another record in September. They processed 1,795,000 applications in September. Okay, that's a new record. Last September was the old record, and this past September was 335,000 more than the previous record. And so, to me, the reality is the people are saying, I need a firearm. They are selling their robes and buying a sword. They are doing it.
So keep your dog on a leash.
Right.
on a leash if you want to buy a gun.
That's right. Hey, let's take this caller. Hey, caller, thanks for holding. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, man.
Good morning.
I just wanted to make a comment on what you guys are talking about. There was just a big announcement here in Northwest Indiana that the Howe Military Academy decided that they shouldn't have armed guards anymore with 45 calibers, I assume. And so now they're taking the guns away from these security guards, so there'll be no one with guns up there at the Howe Military Academy. So it's like they were advertising, come here next. So if you hear anything, up here in northern Indiana, you'll know what happened.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like they advertise these things. Hey, crazies.
Right.
Hey, lunatics. Hey, idiots that have a death wish. Bring your guns and shoot people here. There's nobody to shoot back.
Correct.
They admit that what they're looking for is a place that they can kill as many people as possible before they're found out and shot. So they look for these places that are advertised as gun-free zones. I mean, how stupid can you be?
Well, again, that common denominator are those, and Jason, you'll have to correct me on the term, but is it psychotropic? Is that the drugs that these people are on? That's what they call them. It's mind-altering drugs. We see the advertisements everywhere, in magazines, you see them in on TV, you know, are you depressed? Are you feeling lonely? We have Zykercrop, whatever the drug is. And it shows a picture of somebody all happy in a field of sunny flowers and you know, take this for your depression. Warnings may cause suicidal tendencies, may cause you to want to kill yourself or other people. They advertise it. They put it right there. It's a rule of war. The enemy has to tell you. And I think that's one of the ways they do it. They tell you that, hey, we're putting people on these drugs, and you take these drugs, you may want to kill yourself or somebody else. And you know, irregardless of MK Ultra and all kind of other things going on. And then when they do it, it's, you know, if it's a white person that does it, well, it's because they went to a church 27 years ago, so it's Christianity's fault. You know, if it's a black person that does it, it's swept under the rug and you don't hear about it. You guys talked about Bible prophecy. It's absolutely true. You know, we are going lower and lower as his people, and the alien among us is going higher and higher. Hey, caller, thanks for that call. Thanks for the comment.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
And another phone line ringing. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Morning, Richard. This is Tom, Montana.
Good morning, Tom. Hey, we got the coffee. We got the coffee ready here. Let me pour you a cup real quick. It was still brewing on that last caller, but how are things in Montana?
Pour me one, too, will you, Richard?
Sure.
Doing real good, real good. Abundantly blessed up here. Say, you mentioned that it's just advertising for the crazies to come in. Who's the crazy ones? The ones that are telling that they're throwing away their guns, or the ones that use that as a target opportunity to go get them?
Good point.
It's true.
It's just foolishness.
It is.
Things to pray for.
That's the proper word, too.
Yeah. There's very few people out there that will go to that scripture and quote that where Jesus said, you know, earlier in his ministry, he did tell us when he sent his people out, hey, don't go in the way of the Gentiles, don't take anything with you, just go and preach the word. And they did that. But then later, he gave them instructions when he knew he had come back and he knew he was leaving, and then he said, listen, this is what you do now. Now. And so it's newer instructions, it's better instructions, and it's, hey, you know, you're going to be faced with these things as you go out and preach the gospel and spread this way, this message. It is a message of love, but it's a message of returning to the ways of God the Father. And he said, you know, you arm yourselves. You don't go out, you be harmless as doves, but wise as serpents. And so, you know, we should follow those instructions as much as we try to follow any of them.
Amen. You folks have a good day today. Take care. And it's good to hear you on the radio.
God bless, Tom. Thank you.
Thanks, brother.
Yep.
Well, folks,
to show how, you know, real and how these Muslims work is, you know, back in August, there was, I don't know if anybody remembers, but it was a train attack in Belgium. Anybody remember that?
Yeah, that guy.
And there was two members of the U.S. military that stopped the attacker. Basically, one of them took away the gun, one of them took away the knife. They had a struggle with him. They stopped him. Well, one of the men was Alec Garlotus. I don't know how to spell, pronounce his name, but he was a devout Christian, and he was one that was supposed to be in the room last week when in that community college where the nine people were killed.
Yeah.
Last Wednesday, Spencer Stone was the other man that was that helped stop the attack on the train, and he was knifed by six men in Sacramento last week.
Yeah, I heard this. I heard that.
And you know, if that ain't telling, then you know, I don't know what. I mean, I don't believe in coincidences. You know,
no,
and at all, and. You know, that ain't a coincidence, you know. Knifed on Wednesday, supposed to be shot on you know, the week before, after taking down the Islamists, a terrorist attack. And, you know, there's a lot of information coming out that's saying that this kid that did the shooting, that you know, he was a Muslim as well.
Yep.
So...
Well, you can bet if there's any information along those lines that it is, I mean, it was kind of hard for them to deny that he was half black. Although, CNN ran a picture of him one time, and
yeah.
Did you see that? And, you know, they had lightened that up so much, he looked as white as any of us. But in the pictures that they got off social media, in the pictures that you know, that demonic bastard had put up himself, you can tell that he is of mixed race. It's quite evident. But
well, you look at the mother and the father. And
absolutely. Absolutely. But again, you see that what the mass media puts out, you know, they even try to hide that.
Yeah. Did you guys see some of the pictures there from Oregon? United we stand, Obama we fall. And then,
yeah, they were protesting him pretty bad, or pretty good, I guess.
There's a guy who had a like an old Chevy or Ford flatbed truck that said Obama, and then Obama not welcome. We support our sheriff, and I mean, just amazing. Go golf, Obama not welcome.
Yeah.
And there was hundreds of them. No more gun-free zones. We need prayers, not politics.
Yeah, it's amazing. I didn't see that. You know, I didn't see George Stephanopoulos reporting that on the Always Barack channel. It's amazing.
Yeah.
That you don't see that.
But, you know, it's just the fulfillment of the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. They've taken over the media a long time ago. They've taken over the school systems a long time ago. And... You know, I think they've even proclaimed that they've taken over the religious institutions, and that's obvious as you look around.
since Barack Hussein Obama has become president, we know that that the Muslim numbers in America have increased by over 350%. You know, we're to the point where between the illegal ones and the legal ones, we can have a pretty good guesstimate. You know, and these. Estimates are that's, you know, their estimates, that's all they are, but it's 380 million. You know, and those numbers could be way off, too. There could be a lot more than that. I mean, that's being rather conservative with what we know is of illegal ones. You know,
yeah.
Right now we've got 125,000 Iraqis and 65,000 Iranian immigrants going into Sweden. And I mean, it's, you know, talk about invasion. It's not just hitting us, but it's hitting different places. And you know, some of these places, they're destroying it is what they're doing. They're trying to destroy the land.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen the pictures, but the boats coming in, they're hanging on the sides of the boats. There's hundreds of thousands. And the interesting thing is there's not very many women and children. It's all young men. It's like, duh.
Yep.
You look at what's happening in Germany. It's
yep.
just...
Exactly.
you can't recover from that.
No.
I mean, it's the locus of Joel.
It absolutely
we're witnessing
is.
It.
It absolutely is. And, you know, you look at our society over the last 20 years and how it's changed with the Hispanic illegal invasion that's happened. And you hear all the arguments, oh, they're coming to do work that the white people or the people in America won't do. And, oh, we have to bring, you know, the kids get over and then we have to bring their mother and father and aunts and uncles and grandparents and everybody else over to reunite families, stop separating families. And, you know, how we've seen all that. And it seems like for the last generation, they've been practicing with the Hispanics. Because, truth be told, a lot of the Hispanics come to America to do just that, to work. Now, they may not be paying taxes, they may not. They certainly are a drain on the social services, whether it's the emergency room care or whatever it may be. They certainly are. But as a group, as a whole, in mass, they are not nearly as militant and as vocal all over the country as what you're talking about, Jason, these hordes of Muslims that are coming in. You can Google that. Look at some of the YouTube videos, at some of the city meetings and county meetings and school board meetings where the Muslims get up and they will demand that next week the school board cancel classes on Tuesday for Ramadan or Hashimashi or some of their so-called holy days. And I saw one just a couple weeks ago, and when the school board says, you know, we can't do this on such short notice. We have a process. If you want to, you know, put in for to consider this as a holiday for next year, we'll have, you know, you can do that. And the people get belligerent. They almost start throwing shoes. And you know, I remember this one Muslim lady, she says, we are the majority. She says, look around here. We are now the majority here, and we will change this. And, you know, Dearborn, Michigan, look up there. There are no-go zones in this country, places where police and fire personnel do not go because they are Muslim enclaves, just like in France, just like in Spain, just like now in Germany and in Sweden and in England. And it's not just, it's not the inner city ghettos full of just crime. But it is, there are these Muslim enclaves here in this country. And it sure seemed like that, you know, that maybe the last generation they practiced with seeing how the American people would or would not react to this Hispanic invasion. And for the most part, the people have just rolled over and said, well, that's how it is. Yeah, we need them to cut the grass and take the garbage out. And so, you know, that wasn't enough. That wasn't enough for the people to repent and return to our Heavenly Father. And so, yeah, let's bring a few, he's allowing a few million Muslims to come in. See how you like that, white Christian America.
Yep.
But man, the college football starts at 2:00 today, and we're going to be there tailgating, man, having a great time, and then the big game tomorrow, everybody come over, and, you know, that's what the people seem to get excited about. Not that the Muslims and the Hispanics are taking over their schools and are you know, taking their children in school. It's insanity. It is absolute insanity, and the people just seem to be asleep to it. You know, there's a big difference in immigration and invasion, and I may try to talk about that just a little bit on maybe a review of the news coming up here before long. But a note on it that I want to bring out is recent data from the Pew Research Center. Show that there has been a near-record growth of foreign-born residents, foreign-born citizens, who now account for 14% of the U.S. population. And so 14% of the U.S. population right now, or in 2014, which is the latest data, 14% of the people in the United States were born outside of the United States and are now here. That's huge.
Yeah, it is.
And that number has that number has like tripled in the last generation. And it is an absolute invasion. You know, the people come in, they are not coming here to become Americans. They are not coming here to learn the English language. They are not coming here to be contributing members of society. They are coming here to take over. It's as simple as that. Well, let's go back to the phone line.
Steal, kill, and destroy.
To steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, good morning, man. This is Willis over in Illinois. How are you guys doing today?
Morning, Willis.
Good morning, Willis.
Hey, I just wanted to make a quick comment on a little news flash I heard here just the other day, and that was at this upcoming Supreme Court session is going to be reviewing some of the copyright laws, and specifically pertaining to news reporting.
Yes, and they are.
From what I understood, if they
what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to make it illegal to even post, take something, like if you run across something, to put a link on your website and link over to it. And you know, that's one of the things that's made the Drudge Report so famous, is because of all the news clips from so many different sources. And actually, one of the judges picked up the phone and called Matt Drudge and said, "Oh, we're going to ruin you. This is the end of you." And so it'll be interesting what comes on that. But basically, that's what they're going after. It's basically control of, if you look at it, it's control of the internet and control of information is what it's going to pertain to.
Right. Would that have anything to do with commentaries about the news by different like we're talking here this morning about the news events and the scriptural insights and review of the news and all that type thing? Would that pertain to that as well?
It don't matter. We're still going to say no.
Yeah.
Willis, you bring up a real good point, because the thought that occurs to me anyway, is that it shows that the news that you see out there in the mass media is not just the reporting of what happened, but it is a created thing. Okay? You know, it's like if you create a better mousetrap and you go get it copyrighted so nobody else can make the Willis better mousetrap. Okay? Because you have created it. You have put certain things together to form an item. And then you go copyright it, and so, you know, you don't want other people to buy it and then copy it and steal what you have created. And I think that's the thought that occurs to me, is, you know, the news is not just being reported of what happened, but it is a creation that these people do, that these mass media, and we know who owns the mass media. It's the same people that own, or the same non-people that own Hollywood, the same non-people that, I got a picture for you here. I'm going to share on a news thing. I can't share a picture here with you, but I'll give you a little teaser for it. And it is a picture of the Pope kissing David Rockefeller's hand. Not the Rockefellers kissing the Pope's hand, but the Pope, the so-called, in his own mind and in the thoughts of millions, the vicar of Christ here on earth, kissing the hand of David Rockefeller. Okay? And so it you know, these people, these non-people, these antichrists, they create what they call the news, and they don't want anybody else getting in on that. Anyway, that's the thought that occurs to me, that because it is a created thing.
Yeah, I didn't see that picture, but it doesn't surprise me. It's blasphemy on top of blasphemy. But yeah, I thought that little report on the Supreme Court was kind of interesting, because it's just like if somebody writes a book, they don't want anybody writing a book the same or using somebody else's name and or putting their own twist on the same story and all that sort of thing, you know. It's just a way of kind of silencing the alternative news outlets, kind of what I figured.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
all right, man.
In the future,
you guys have a great weekend.
I've
been enjoying the show.
Thanks, Willis. You too.
Amen. I think in the future, shortwave is going to be more and more important. And you can see it. It's starting to come back stronger than it was for a while. It was there wasn't much going on shortwave that people were interested in, but as they see they've been lied to, as they're hungering and thirsting for the truth, the sources of that truth are going to be more and more limited. But I think one thing we don't want to lose sight of is the reason we're in this predicament is because of our sin. And there's only one way out of it, and that's repentance. And are we at the time of Jonah and Nineveh? I don't know. It sure feels like it. It sure seems like we continue to see these birth pangs, these thousand-year floods there in South Carolina.
Yes.
And so it's a time to prepare. It's a time to get your life right with God. It's a time to get your priorities straight. And it's God saying right now, no longer will I tolerate lukewarm. Choose ye this day who you shall serve. If Baal be God, then serve Baal. But if the Lord be God, then serve the Lord. And the thing we need to realize is there's two religions. There's the religion of Jesus Christ, the followers of Jesus Christ, and there's the counterfeit religion of Satan. And you're going to serve one God, one master. It's either going to be the God of this world, or it's going to be God Almighty in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That's it, period.
Absolutely. You know, Matthew, we've been reading Matthew. If you're reading your Bible this year, and we're in Matthew right now, and we're up in Matthew 20 today, but Matthew 12, verse 30, Jesus Christ himself, he says, he who is not with me is against me.
Yep.
And there's the scripture that backs up exactly what you're saying, John. There are two you're either for Christ or against him. That's all there is to it. He who does not gather with me scatters. It is as simple as that. You are either for Christ or everything else is lumped into the knot. Well, let's go back to the phone.
Good morning. I just wanted to make a comment on what you guys were talking about. I haven't seen this lately, but a few years back I used to see when the news got over with, especially the local news, there was a said copyright of the news, right or wrong, or whether it was true or not. It was their version, and that you couldn't use their stuff in another form or whatever. But I just wanted to bring that up, being as what you already figured it out. But that was the way I took it.
Absolutely. It is not just, you know, reporting what happened, but it's putting their spin on it and, you know, creating whatever it is to further their agenda. And so it's not just reporting what happened. You know, the sun came up today and it was a beautiful sunrise. It's not that. It is a creative, you know, they are creating this thing and they want it copyrighted. They don't want other people using it.
Yeah.
Good point.
You know.
Thanks a lot, caller. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Go ahead, John.
You know, here's a comparison that I think we may miss. South Carolina has this thousand-year flood, right? What just happened just a month or so ago? They took down the Confederate flag. There's a lot of people, well, maybe not a lot, but I've heard it said that Civil War was a war between Ephraim and Manasseh, and that cross on that flag was Israel, Jacob, when he crossed his hands and gave the blessing. And if you come to church tomorrow, you're going to hear a lot more about that, because that's the message that the Lord's put upon my heart, the lion, the witch, and the wardrobe. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you gave the title last week, the stone and the something else, and but we can remember the lion, the witch, and the wardrobe, and I'm sure after tomorrow we'll remember the title you give it, this message.
Lord willing. So anyways, I think that's significant that, you know, they've given in to the Antichrist forces of hell and pulled down this flag that has Christian significance, and then they have a thousand-year flood.
Yeah, the nation's getting it all over. You know, still having wildfires out in California on top of the drought that is still quite evident in at least the lower half of California. And, you know, this is, right now is the time of harvest. It's the fall of the year. You know, a lot of the food that's grown, it's time for harvesting and whatnot. And I haven't seen hard numbers, but, you know, California's been in a drought. They were talking earlier in the year that the farmers were complaining there's no water for us. They're cutting our water off so that they can give water to, you know, to communities, and they call it for drinking water and things like that. But they've been cutting the water off of the farmers, and, you know, during their growing season. Well, if you don't have water during growing season, you're not going to have a crop at the end of that season. And so, you know, we're seeing, and I think we're going to see it in the grocery stores. I know I sure have. The prices in the grocery stores are out. You know, I think they have doubled in the last 2 years. It's just insane, the price of food these days, especially any type of fresh fruit and vegetables. And, you know, the majority of it anymore is product of Mexico, product of Chile, product of Peru, product of Brazil. And we see more and more of that, you know, just in the food that's available at the grocery store. And it's, you know, you can do that for a little while. You can import your food, and you can, you know, sandbag the floods and that for a little while. But God is not mocked. And you're right. The people, we need to have repentance. That's the revival we need, is that revival of repentance. You read that all through the Old Testament. When the people returned to Him, they were blessed. Their enemies turned on themselves, and the prosperity came back to His people. When they turned from their sin, turned from trying to be like everybody else, and returned to our Heavenly Father and His ways and His word that we have today.
Amen. Well, I gave you a little bit of a teaser last week and a little bit this morning, but the title of that message tomorrow, Lord willing, is The Stone, the River, the Wheat, and the Sword. And once you hear it, I think you'll understand the title.
Well, if it does have to do with that war between the states, it actually, you know, I think you're right on with the Ephraim and Manasseh. It certainly was brother against brother. You know, you think about it now. You know, John, you're from Chicago. I'm from Florida. That would have been brother against brother 150 years ago. That's exactly what it was. You know, my wife's from Ohio. That was on the north. You know, all of our children are from the south and the west out here. And it truly was brother against brother. And you look and see, you always look and see who benefits. Who benefits from war? Our people certainly don't. Our people are always the one that pay the price for war, both in blood, in body count, and in severe taxation afterwards. And you look at what comes out of it. What is the what is the fruit? And you can tell, as the Bible tells us, you know, a good tree produces good fruit. So if you don't see the tree, you just see the fruit, and it's good fruit. You know that it came from a good tree. But it's the same way with bad fruit. When you see bad fruit, you know it came from a bad tree, because the Bible says a good tree does not produce bad fruit. And you look at the fruit that came out of that war between the states, the huge federal government, and it how it has overreached. Since then, So many people don't realize the atrocities that went on from the federal government in the North. The people that were displaced from their homes, the people that were just, if they even spoke out against anything the federal government was doing in the war between the states, they were just thrown in jail. It was as simple as that. But that type of stuff is not taught. All you hear is Lincoln freed the slaves, hallelujah. And there's quite a bit more to it than that. But you look at the fruit that has come out, that came out of it, and it is rotten fruit. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it, to that message. The stone, the river, the wheat, and the sword.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't ask me how the title came, but it's all biblical.
Amen. Amen. Well, along those lines, Remnant, we invite you to come to church with us tomorrow. We're told not to forsake the assembly. Sometimes you might just have to, if you're out there all alone, you might just have to join the assembly on the internet or get the DVD church and join it the following week. But there's ways that even in this Babylonian Egyptian type of captivity that we're in, even though we are still scattered all across this country and all across the world, there are still ways to not forsake the assembly. And one of the ways is join us for church on Sunday morning. You can come to the website, scripturesforamerica.org, and we'll start the church services at 10 a.m. Mountain Time, 11 a.m. Central, and noon on the East Coast. And you can join us right there. If you have a smartphone, you can go to your browser. The same thing, Scriptures for America, live video stream, and it'll let you choose there whether you're going to watch that in Windows Media or Flash or whatever else. There's several options there. One of the options is on your smartphone, and you can bring it up right there and watch right there on your phone. If you don't have the best internet connection, you can tune in and listen to the live audio stream during that time, as well as on the shortwave frequencies on the WTWW shortwave broadcast. And so many ways for you to join us, and we do invite you to do that. We'll start off with maybe a review of the news or an insight and study, and then we'll have a short welcome. Usually by John, but sometimes you get to see Jason up there giving a welcome and some scriptures and bringing everybody in and together, and we'll have some Holy Spirit-inspired music. We're told in the Bible to sing a new song unto the Lord, and there's a whole lot more to singing and praise than most people give credits to. And so we encourage you to join us, and we'll have some praise and worship music there as well. We'll gather for communion. We'll remember the price that our Lord and Savior paid and what He did to redeem us, His people. And we'll partake of communion. And then you heard John. He's got a message for you tomorrow. Good Lord willing, and as they say, the creek don't rise, and it doesn't look like too much rain in the forecast today. So the stone, the river, the wheat, and the sword. I'm looking forward to that, John. I am. If you have some notes, email them to me, and I'll follow right along with you with the scriptures. And so it sounds like it's going to be an interesting day at church tomorrow, a little different, a live service. So again, Remnant, we encourage you to join us. And the website you can do that at is scripturesforamerica.org. And, we ask you to do that. Well, guys, we're about out of time. Any closing comments?
Yeah, I don't know if you saw, but they removed the Ten Commandments there from the Oklahoma City Capitol. Of course, they did it in the middle of the night,
yeah.
But I have some mixed feelings regarding that, having visited that site here several months ago. I was trying to figure out why this monument continues to stand while the Freedom From Religion Foundation seems to have been gaining victory everywhere else but there. And then once I visited that Ten Commandments, I understood why. Because if you look at it, above the eagle and the flag, and more importantly, above God's laws, is the triangle all-seeing eye, Masonic eye, which shows that that's above the United States of America, and more importantly, above God's laws. But then if you look down in the corners of that same monument, you'll see the six-pointed Jewish star on both sides. And then there's the PX symbol, which I believe is a Catholicism signal or symbol.
Yeah, the Jesuits.
And, yeah. And then also there's a huge dedication of the family that dedicated it, and all the names of the family. And, you know, there was no humility, really, in this. It wasn't about getting the Ten Commandments out there. It was more about showing people, this is who's really in charge of this country, and this is why we did it, for the notoriety. So,
amen. The very term Judeo-Christianity, I think, falls right in line with what you're saying, John. You know, Judaism before Christianity, and it's a lie. It's a false religion. It is not the Christianity from the Bible. It's not the way that we read about in the Bible.
Yeah. Well, when I got there and anointed that thing, I didn't really know how to pray. And all I did was pray that the Lord's will would be done. And apparently the Lord's will has been done.
Amen. Amen. Well, again, Remnant, thanks for joining us. Guys, thanks for getting up this morning and joining us. I think we had a great broadcast. If you want to write to us, Remnant, maybe you don't do the internet. If you want to write to us, our address is Scriptures for America, P.O. Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535. Again, that's Scriptures for America, P.O. Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535. If you want to give us a call at the office, during the week, during office hours, the office number, not the call-in number, the office number, 307-742-7582. Give us a call next week. God bless. Have a great weekend and join us for church tomorrow.
Rolling, 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 rolling. Rollin', 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 stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rollin', 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 though this country's stolen. Keep on rollin' over, stay high. Fast and pray together, make 'em health and forever. Knowing the King is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, stay high.
Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out. Ride them out, ride them more.
Stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep moving, moving, moving. Though they're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride. They're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them. Just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating. Our King will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out.